What time you got? It's even up 12 o'clock. You never hear him say it's even up 3 or 4.
No.
Just even up 12 o'clock? Or what time you got it? Right now, straight up and down 6 o'clock.
That is really interesting.
Old sayings, you know, and some of them are still carried on.
Uh-huh.
And I use a lot of them just for the heck of it.
Uh-huh. Just to keep them going.
Perpetuate them.
Yeah. If something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about...
Anywhere, I reckon.
And if somebody slipped on the ice, like that year the whole town froze over, and if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell. If they fell this way, you'd say
backwards,
they fell.
Backwards.
And this way, you'd say
forwards.
They fell. If somebody apologized for breaking something of yours, you'd say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And if there's a little child crying about something, you might say, what's wrong? You'd say, well, so-and-so was eating candy, and he didn't give me
any.
Have you ever heard that, this is another old expression, people talking about something that might happen, like, let's say a spoiled child might have trouble, like is not. Have you ever heard like is not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I still hear it.
Oh, you do? Am I using it the right way?
That's the way.
They'd say,
like is not, he'll do so-and-so.
Like is not, he'll have,
Or you'll, there's another old saying at Pertnear.
Pertnear. Mm-hmm. Do you still hear that?
Mm-hmm. Well, instead of saying, well, he almost did so-and-so.
Yeah.
Say they Pertnear.
Oh.
And you hear another expression, Louise laughs about her stepdaddy using it to say you had done something and he'd say, and maybe it was between right and wrong. And he said, well, that's not far from wrong.
That's not far from wrong, see. Ah.
So it, really the expression that he was trying to say, well, you're almost right.
You're almost right.
But he'd say you're not far from wrong.
Sort of way.
Not far from wrong.
Now, when you're talking about plowing, now you... The sort of a trenches that a plow cuts, you call them the
furrows.
Now, the second cutting of clover or grass, do you know a name for that?
Just second crop.
How about a name for the old dry dead grass left over on the ground in the spring?
Straw.
And what would you call a crop that's not planted, it just comes up by itself?
Volunteer.
Now wheat would be tied up into a...
Shocks.
Into shocks.
Used to, don't anymore. They used to tie it up in sheaths.
Oh.
Little sheaths and then shock it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they would, and then because that would be bigger than the...
That's right.
Oh, I
see. You take several sheaths and make one shock.
Well, are they here?
I'm just seeing someone go by, just wondering.
If you're talking about the amount of wheat you can raise per acre, you'd say about
so many bushels.
So many bushels. What's easier to thresh, oats or wheat, do you think?
I don't know. I have helped thresh both, but I was a young feller and I don't really know.
The kind of bread, now this is going to be about things that your mother might have made, the kind of bread that would be baked in loaves. Call it
light bread.
Light bread.
Some call it white bread.
Uh-huh.
And the reason they did is because way back yonder, some of them made barley bread, which was dark.
Oh, really? Barley bread.
And they would have that distinction
between
white bread and brown bread.
Mm-hmm. And brown bread, yeah.
Instead of saying barley or wheat, well, they say white bread or brown bread, but my mother always made it out of wheat, so she called it light bread.
Oh.
It took a long while to knead this stuff and let it rise.
Yeah, what would make it rise?
Yeast.
Oh.
The yeast.